This podcast is brought to you by Harvest Family Church in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, please visit harvestfamilychurch.ca. We hope you are encouraged by today's message from our lead pastor, Brent Coulter.
I don't really have to say too much more this morning. My wife is American. She kind of stole all my thunder. And I should have just let her preach. Like, no, you just preach. I'm like, no, when you get up there, you're going to talk. She's like, no, I won't. But we have a tremendous group of people that minister to your kids every morning. And this, every Sunday morning, this was just a representative group. And I just think it's fantastic. I love what we do as a church. People that have hearts for children. We honor every generation here at Harvest Family Church, but there's something significant always about the next generation. Because if we as a church, if we're only going to reach ourselves and our own generation, the church will end with us, and we can't afford to have that happen. Amen? That we are passing down this love for Jesus that we have. And I know in my own life, when we, you're growing up and you love kids and other people's kids, and I think, yeah, they're sweet and they're cute and everything. I'm just glad I don't have to change diapers and other people. But I know when my first daughter was born, something happens to you about the love of God, in a sense, for me. And I think, and I said this to John, who recently had his son, that I think having children makes you a better preacher because it helps you understand the love of God. And when my first daughter was born, it just, you don't know how to put it into words. And it helps us to understand a little bit about the love that God has for us. And I heard a phrase, and I just love it. It's like, your heart is just broken open with love. And we face struggles and discipline issues always with our kids and things like that. But our heart is forever changed. And I think it's important for us as we, as parents and as a church with children in it, that we prioritize our children. That when we're serving on Sundays and when we're giving our tithes and offerings, that's actually making the difference in a child's life. And we get to be a part of that. That's what the great thing about a local church, a community of faith, it has all generations. But then we should obviously love our children. We know from when tragedy happens to children, there's something not right about that. Why? Because a child has so much potential. A child has so much on the inside of them. And we, as a church, every Sunday get a chance to invest in the children that God has blessed us with. That we prioritize them. We think about them. We care about them. We want them to know Jesus. We want them to love God like we love God. And so this is one of the things, one of the important things for us as a church as we go forward. We don't want to just think about one generation. We want to think about all generations. And we can all remember, you know, at some point in our lives, there was somebody when we were young, an adult, a teacher, somebody in church that made a difference because they cared about us. Now, all of us had teachers. All of us had teachers in different places at church. If you grew up in church, when I grew up in church, it was called Sunday school. And that's probably one of the worst joining of two words ever. Sunday school. That's a bad idea. We have kids' life. Totally different. And I grew up in, and I had a lot, I grew up in church, and so I had a lot of teachers at a lot of different ages. But the ones that stand out to me aren't the ones that just went through the curriculum and taught us things, that those were all good things that we learned. But the teachers that stood out to me were the ones that loved us and cared about us and were actually interested in us and had conversations with us and thought we were valuable. But isn't that true of every child? Every child that dons our door on a Sunday morning, how important are those children to God? Does God care about those children? There's a lot of scriptures that about Jesus and how important children are to Jesus. I'm going to read one here to you in Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. It says, "At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, 'Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me.'" Think about that verse. "Whoever receives one such child receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." That God shows us and how Jesus shows us how children are prioritized in the kingdom of God, and that we can actually learn something from children. That we can have childlike faith. Now, my wife will say sometimes I have trouble differentiating between being childlike and childish. But being childlike, there's an innocence when it comes to a child. There is an honesty when it comes to a child. There is no pretense. Children have no pretense. Sometimes they also have no filter. But they're not pretending. They're not pretending to be happy. And sometimes as us, as adults, we grow good at pretending. But children aren't pretending with their emotions. Their emotions are all out there. They're honest. And that's one of the things that God wants us to learn from children as we prioritize children and think about children. And how important, like we don't want to cause any harm to come to children, that we want to bless and help children. And this is what Jesus says to us. He helps us to understand that. So we as a church, we get to be involved in the discipleship of children, that we are partnering with parents as a church, that all of us parents have, God has blessed us with the privilege of discipling our children. And us as a church, we want to partner with you every Sunday to teach your children the scripture, to teach them about Jesus. You saw all the things in the video that what we're teaching your children. So we are partnering with you as you are raising up your child, that you're raising them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that we as a church come behind you and support you and help you in that. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are children of one's youth." So we are training up our children, and then we're sending them out. We're training up our children, and we're sending them out. And that's what as we see some of these kids that have grown up in our church, they're leading us in worship today. And some of the kids that have grown up in our church historically are out doing great things. They're serving their communities. They've got great careers going. There's a lot of wonderful things happening because someone invested in them, and how important that is for us as a church. We'll just finish up with this. Mark chapter 9, verse 36. And it says, "And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them, 'Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me.'" That when we treat a child a certain way, when we invest in a child, we're actually honoring God. And that's what we want to do as a church. We're not just throwing kids in a corner and an afterthought, "Oh, we'll just give them some, oh, we're just babysitting." No, we're not babysitting your kids. We're investing in your kids. And for those of you that are here this morning and you're serving in kids' life, once again, like Nicole said, we thank you. And we want to inspire you with just a few things today. And then maybe some of you who aren't serving in kids' life that maybe should be or thinking about it, we want to challenge you to get involved. And before I get into this little bit of a challenge, especially today, I want to challenge some dads. We have a few men working in kids' life. The majority of our people working in kids' life are women. Now, guys, dudes, men, I want to challenge some of you today. Dads, if you have children, we're not, guys, we're not putting you in the nursery. Really, we're not, honestly. Guys are not allowed in our nursery. You won't have to change diapers. This is all good news for you today. You're not allowed to change diapers. We're going to put you in a group of kids. And we like to be kids anyway. Just ask your wife. So dads, for real, I'm challenging some of you today. Get involved with kids' life. It's a great time. If I had a chance to get in there with kids, it's just a great time to spend time with kids. Be a kid. Look at a kid eye to eye. Invest in somebody's future. I challenge you today to think about it. I just want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that are on our T-shirt. And some people have been asking questions forever about this and what exactly that means. We have a couple things on our T-shirt. One of them is a 24 on every right arm of every kids' life T-shirt. And every worker. And what that 24 represents is we did a little bit of math. When you serve in kids' life, you serve every 3 weeks, which is 17 times throughout the year. And if you were to show up every one of those times, that's the service is approximately an hour and a half. That's 25 and a half hours. Now, sometimes people get sick and they miss things because of vacation. So if you missed one time during the year, that would be 24 hours for those times that you served in kids' life. And to think about that, 24 hours is one day. And when you serve in kids' life, you're giving one day of your year to invest in the discipleship of a child. You're giving one day of your year to invest in a child who God loves and who God cares about. You're giving one day of your year to be a blessing and to serve the young people within our church. And so for those of you that do that already, I say thank you. For those of you that are kind of on the fence and are thinking about it, I say jump in. It's just a day. One day of 365 to invest in the next generation. And I tell you, it's worth it. It's worth every moment. So I challenge you to think about that today and to get involved in kids' life. The other thing that's on your t-shirt, it says, follow us. And it has our Twitter handle for our kids' life ministry. But I love that about our leaders. What we're asking our leaders to do and what we're asking the leaders to do as they lead the children, they're showing the children, I love God too. I'm asking you to love Jesus. I'm showing you that I'm committed to you. I'm not just committed to God, but I'm actually committed to you. That I'm faithful to you, that I'm going to be here every third week to invest in your life, to teach you about Jesus, to teach you about these unchanging principles in the scripture so that not only will I know God, but you can know God. Follow us. How precious and wonderful are the kids that we have in our church. How blessed we are to have all generations represented in our church. And how much does God care about these kids so much? His love is eternal. He is love. He loves those kids. He loves our kids. We get to be a part of what God is doing in their lives. Isn't that true? And isn't that a blessing? Amen. Let's just pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your love today. And we are so thankful for all of the kids in kids' life. And we just pray a special blessing, Father, on all the families in our church today. That as the parents are raising up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That they're praying for their children. That they're training their children. We thank you, Lord, that we as a church can come alongside all of these families, all of these families that are here today and others that aren't. And that we would have eyes to see the way you see these kids, Father. How valuable and how precious they are. And how much you love and how much you care about them. And Father God, I just pray for our church today that you will break our hearts open with love for these kids. That we're not just babysitting and we're not just hanging out with them, but we are actually investing in the next generation. That we are investing in the future of our country. That we are investing in the future of Christ followers who are growing up to know you and to love you. And we just thank you, Lord, that you give us eyes to see that and how important that is, how important that is to you. And we just thank you for that and we worship you for that today. We thank you for all of our kids. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to send in your prayer requests or stories about what God is doing in your life to info@harvestfamilychurch.ca.